Well, hello everyone. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for joining me this morning for our Soul Devo. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for tuning in and joining me for our short devotional for today. And we are nearing the end of the Gospel of Luke, no? So praise God for that. At tayo po ay malapit na rin matapos at purihin ng Panginoon sa kanyang biyaya, sa kanyang kagandahan ng loob sa atin. At ngayong umaga, tayo po ay mag-aaral muli sa Gospel of Luke, siyempre. At ang ating topic po ay pinamagatang A Time to Remember, no? Ito yung Lord's Supper, no, na ini-initiate, no, inaugurate, no, that was inaugurated by our Lord Jesus, ano, just before his ika nga yung pinaka Passion Week, no, or what we call the Holy Week. Kaya ihanda po natin ang sarili natin. We are going to look at Luke 22 verses 7 to 20, at tayo po ay manalangin. Let's pray and ask God for his guidance. And like always, no, if you have any comments or you know, I want to share anything or questions or suggestions, whatever, no, just feel free to post, no, sa comments natin. I'll be reading them later on. So for now, let's just open our time together in prayer. Manalangin po tayo. Let's pray and ask God to guide us and speak to us through His Word. So join with me. Tayo po ay manahimik, and let's close our eyes. Tayo po ay lumapit sa Panginoon. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to study your word in your presence, Panginoon. So we pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us in understanding your word. And open our eyes, speak to our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to hear what your Spirit is saying. So maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you for your grace and mercy this morning. And I pray for everyone who are listening right now, may you just guide them and speak to them as we meditate on your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So purihin ang Panginoon. Let's now look at Luke 22 verses 7 to 20. For our meditations today. Sabi dito, you know, then came the day of unleavened bread, no, which is another way of calling the Passover, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Okay, Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. "No," he replied, "as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room?'" No, yung the word teacher is rabbi. "Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Amen. So, I entitled this devotional "A Time to Remember," kasi po, you know, as you well know, it was the Lord Jesus who taught us, you know, to celebrate the Lord's Supper and to do so regularly, frequently. And siguro more importantly, it's not just the frequency of the ritual, but it's the meaning, what we are supposed to remember. So itong Luke chapter 22 is Luke's way of telling us kung anong purpose, ano ang significance. Kasi alam nyo minsan, pag ang isang bagay ay paulit-ulit, when we do something repeatedly, sometimes we lose sight of its significance or meaning. We forget what it's all about and why it's important. So it's good for us na to review once again, you know, itong Luke 22 verses 7 to 20 to remind ourselves, you know, para saan ba ito? Why do we do this? I remember one person telling me nga na, you know, kapag masyado daw madalas, minsan nawawala na yung significance sa kanya. But hopefully not. But the Lord did say or did command us na that we do so often. Again, it's the meaning that I believe should really be parang something that we should be aware of, no? So, what should we remember? Ano po ba yung dapat natin inaalala whenever we celebrate the Lord's Supper? Or next time that you celebrate the Lord's Supper? Sa church natin, usually it's, you know, once or twice a month we do this. So, there are three, you know, eternal truths na dapat natin isa puso, tandaan, you know, that we should really remember and understand. Three eternal truths that God would want us to understand, no? In this passage, this is what I have observed, okay? First of all, yung truth that the Lord Jesus is in control. In the midst of, you know, yung nangyayari, and we know where it's going, Jesus himself told his disciples that he would suffer and die. So in the midst of that series of events, especially in view of the fact na, you know, Judas, you know, was planning to betray Jesus, and there's this plan that was on the way to capture Jesus and eventually to kill him. In the midst of that, no, Jesus showed that he was in full control of everything. No, let's look at verses 7 to 13 para ma-highlight natin yan. No? Sabi niyan, then came the day of the unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Now, yung wording na yun indicates that this is something that God is very much in control with, you know, and the Lord Jesus knows what's going on. He had to be sacrificed. He had to give his life as a ransom for many. So, rather than parang a series of accidents or a series of parang mga events na parang out of control, we find in the scriptures that God is very much in control. Sabi ganyan, Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." So inutusan ni Jesus si Peter na gumawa ng mga bagay-bagay to prepare for the celebration of the Passover. Now, the Passover, of course, is a very sacred event as far as the Jews are concerned. But it takes a lot of preparation. So, pero sabi ganito nung mga sabi ni Peter, no, "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" No, they always like to ask Jesus about things because probably na imagine nila yung complexity, no, ng mga paghahanda. Right now we are in the midst of transferring to another house, and you know, mahirap, maraming mga kailangan sigasuhin. So I'm sure hindi naman siguro parehas yun, but it's something similar to that, I'm sure, no? And then he replied, you know, sabi ni Jesus, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Okay? Follow him to the house that he enters. So this is interesting, no? Napaka-specific ng instruction ng ating Panginoon. Some people are saying na may ginawa ng advanced preparations si Jesus prior to this dialogue. Pero the way he described it, sabi niya, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. No, I mean, it could be any kind of man, you know. But ganun ka specific, no? That he would meet, that they would meet a man, you know, carrying a jar. At itong man na to, specifically rin, would be going into a house, no? And he would enter. So, sa dami ng mga tao during that time, and please remember, no, na kapag Passover, ang daming tao sa Jerusalem. And this shows, I believe, you know, this tells us na Jesus is very much, you know, still in control of the situation. No, he's not parang a victim of circumstances. Sabi sa verse 11, and say to the owner of the house, so pag pumasok mo sa bahay, sabi, the teacher or the rabbi asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? So ito siguro yung parang sinasabi ng ilang mga commentators that Jesus made preparations. And it could be, no? It's just that masyadong, you know, madetalye at specific itong instructions na to. Very much like Jesus telling Peter to throw off his net on one side rather than on another side. Parang ganun. Instructions that tell us na Jesus knew what he was doing, no? And then sabi, he will show you a large upper room, all furnished. So, nakahanda na. Make preparations there. In other words, meron na mga upuan or something like that, no? No? And then sabi ganito sa scripture, they left and found things just as Jesus had told them. Okay? So, they prepared the Passover. So, except for the food, siyempre, siguro, yung mga bagay na kailangan prepare, everything else was, ika nga, nakahanda na doon for them to be able to celebrate the Passover. Now, you know, the point na I think what we should remember here, no, is that the Lord Jesus is in control. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded that Jesus is Lord of all, that He is the King of Kings. At yung pag-celebrate natin ang Lord's Supper is a way for us to be comforted and assured, no, that life is not parang just a series of accidents, that we are not living in a world that is ika nga out of control, bagamat it feels that way for us, you know. But as followers of the Lord, we trust our Lord, we trust our Savior. Now, just as during this particular time when he was about to be betrayed and he was about to suffer and die on the cross, things were not getting out of hand, ika nga. He was not parang a victim of circumstances, no? Hindi yung parang he's at the mercy of the events that were about to transpire. Instead, what we see is the Lord Jesus telling his disciples, no, exactly how things would be working out. And that gives us an assurance. Kapag tayo ay nagse-celebrate ng Lord's Supper, you know, the Lord wants us to remember na it's a way to remind us, no? It's our way of remembering that life is not just parang a series of accidents or events that are random and who knows what. Rather, we know that we are in the Lord's no, presence, and He is sovereign. Even during mga times of uncertainty sa buhay natin, right now, sinasabi ng mga tao na may recession, which would actually result in some negative things like people losing their jobs, or maybe yung capacity ng pera natin will no longer be as you know, as before. There will be inflation, and so people would suffer financially. So yung recession na yun is bad news. And there are of course other things. Buti na lang yung COVID is now beginning to, you know, be con con no, to wane or to be controlled, no? Hindi na tayo ganun katakot na lumabas and Hindi na tayo, masyadong nag-aalala. We do, wear our masks in certain places, of course, as much as possible. But, when we gather with loved ones, hindi na tayo ganun ka-afraid. But regardless, sa situation natin, even if things are not parang okay in every sense of the word, we can put our trust in the Lord. And every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded the Lord Jesus is in control. There's nothing to fear. He is our Lord and He's taking care of us. Secondly, the Lord Jesus will return. Again, this is an important element sa pag-celebrate natin ang Lord's Supper. We are reminded, no, that the world, even though it may seem like it is in chaos, is heading toward the fulfillment of God's will, no, which is, the coming of the Lord Jesus and the establishment of a new heaven and a new earth, or a new reality, or a new creation, as we might call it. So, kung saan there will be no more death and no more suffering. If we look forward to that, that gives us hope. We know that life will not just go on forever as it is. There will come a day that the Lord Jesus will come back and return. And every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded of that. No, nare-remind tayo, napapaalalahanan tayo. And I want us to look at verses 14, 18 to 18, no? To see this important truth. Sabi niya, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. So in other words, Jesus was really parang eager, sabi niya, very strong word, eager siya to eat the Passover, to celebrate this particular Passover, because he knew kung ano yung magiging ibig sabihin nito, since he is about to suffer and die. For I tell you, sabi niya ganyan, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. So this will be the last Passover of Jesus, and the next time that this would actually be repeated, in the same sense, or rather in a different, higher sense, is at the time when the kingdom of God would be fulfilled. The kingdom of God is central to the teaching and preaching of Jesus. Lagi niya sinasabi ito, lagi niya binabanggit ito. It's about the reign of God, which actually is happening now, or started happening when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared in the scene, sa Jerusalem and Galilee and all other places. He, showed everyone that the kingdom of God has come in his person, in his person, and he healed and he spoke the word of God, and so people were able to experience the kingdom of God right there and there. They entered into the kingdom of God through him, as he spoke God's word, and as he healed the sick and raised up the dead and so forth, no? But of course, it remains to be ika nga, consummated or eventually fulfilled talaga in its entirety on his second coming. So merong future aspect ang kingdom of God. It's, in other words, it's now but not yet, no? Merong future aspect. And this is an important truth na kailangan nating tandaan. Because as we live our lives, there are many things probably that would be challenging to our faith, maraming trials and testings. And so we are reminded that we are living in God's kingdom now, but more importantly, that God would bring about the fulfillment of God's kingdom in the future. And we're looking forward to that. So kahit na may mga suffering in the present, kahit na may mga persecutions, our hope is in the Lord. We know that one day, He will return. Again, sabi nga pala sa verse 17, after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you." Now, sa usual na Passover, there are about four times silang umiinom ng cup, So this could either be the third cup, during the Passover meal, no, or yung Seder as they call it. Anyway, I'm not an expert in this Jewish practices, but I know there are four cups, no, that they drink during the Passover meal, and this one probably is toward the end. So, and then sabi niya, for I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And so once again, you know, this is a reminder sa atin. We are being reminded once more, no, that the Lord Jesus will return. Amen. So when you eat and drink the Lord's Supper, it's a very solemn and very important event for us as Christians. Kasi, you know, una-una, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus is in control. He is Lord of all. You know, He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Things are not just parang randomly happening. Secondly, whenever we eat and drink, you know, the Lord's Supper, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus will return one day. And so we put our hope in Him. And then finally, the Lord Jesus is with us. This, again, is, you know, a very important reminder para sa atin when we eat and drink during the Lord's Supper. So let's read that verses 19 to 20. Sabi ganyan, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So the idea here is a present, you know, ongoing reality na gusto ng Panginoon na ating maunawaan, maintindihan, maalaala, that his body, you know, which represents of course his life, is given, you know, as a sacrifice in order to you know, give us salvation or provide for our salvation. Now, so sabi niya, do this. It's a present thing na gusto ng Panginoon na maalala natin. And then sinabi rin niya na in the same way after the supper, he took the cup. So, you know, this could be the last one, you know, the fourth one, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So, you know, whether this one is the third or fourth, or you know, una might be the second one, we're not sure. But what is important is that, you know, this one is, sabi niya, this represents, sabi niya, the new covenant in my blood. It's a new agreement or a new, you know, parang promise from the Lord that is sealed, ratified, ika nga, through the blood of Jesus. And again, this is for us. So Jesus's life was poured out, was given, was offered as a sacrifice before the Lord for the sins of the world. His life was given. And at the same time, you know, through his blood, sabi ganyan, the covenant was sealed. The promise of God for our salvation was sealed. And so ito yung bagay na gusto ng Panginoon na maalala natin whenever we eat and drink during the Lord's Supper. So the Lord's Supper is central to our experience and existence as Christians, you know, because through it we are reminded of three eternal truths. One is that Jesus is in control, he's Lord of all. The Lord Jesus will return someday. And then the Lord Jesus is with us right now. Even as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded of His presence. So, sa madaling salita, the Lord's Supper is a time to remember. So, what about you? Kapag tayo po ba ay nagse-celebrate ng Lord's Supper, do you remember? It's important na we do this in remembrance of Jesus palagi. Not as if parang, you know, it's He some parang historical figure na nawala na, but rather the reality of His presence is right here with us. So kapag tayo po ay nagse-celebrate ng Lord's Supper, let's do this with solemnity, you know, with seriousness. Consider natin what elements are being communicated sa atin. It's a very important event. Huwag natin ito parang baliwalain. Let's do it with reverence, with a solemn, realization that indeed the Lord is Lord of all. He will return, and He is present with us right now. And the elements that we we use, the bread and the wine, no, are all parang vivid reminders sa atin of our faith in the Lord Jesus. So I hope and pray the next time we celebrate tayo ng Lord's Supper, that you would truly feel the significance of it and you would experience why it is central. You know, Jesus, our Lord, is central to our faith. Let's not forget that, no? Huwag lang tayo maging busy sa mga Christian activities natin. Instead, let us always focus our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of the faith that we call the Christian life. Purihin ang Panginoon. Tayo po'y manalangin and let's pray and thank God for this morning's devotions. Lord, maraming salamat po, dear God, for your grace and for your word. We thank you, Lord. And right now, Panginoon, as we come to the end of these devotions, Panginoon, we want to say we're grateful for the salvation that you have given us through Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for sending your Son, so that through him we will be saved, and we are saved right now by the grace of God, and we will be saved in the future as you have promised, Panginoon. So Lord, every time na mag-celebrate kami ng Lord's Supper, itong revelation na ito would be with us, and so help us, O Lord, to remember always that Jesus is in control. He is Lord of all, and he will return one day, and that he is present with us right now. So maraming salamat po. It is indeed a time to remember. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the Lord's Supper as something to remind us each time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.